So Octavia finds Olivia and me shivering in our rain boots and pajamas with a suitcase full of stuffed animals in the snow. And she just says, I won't tell mom and dad as long as you don't tell them about Brian. Thing is, we didn't even know she had a boyfriend, let alone had him coming over when she was babysitting.
It sounds like you three were trouble.
Oh, we were.
You still are?
I can't even deny it. It was that obvious in the 2 minutes you saw us together.
Mm. Yes.
You are really direct, you know that?
It's how I am. I'm at a point in my life where I know what I want, and I go for it.
That's really admirable.
Is it?
I'm just starting to understand what I want, and you already know.
And what do you want?
I want to paint, because I love it. Not because I need to meet a deadline, or because someone wants another cottage and a winter wonderland scene for their living room. I'm sorry, we were having fun. I don't want to bring you down.
You're not. I actually enjoy talking to you about this. Never apologize for expressing yourself.
Thank you. So, it's been a few hours. Is it okay if I ask why you're here?
Yes. Oh, you wanted me to answer?
I mean, yes.
I was kidding. Sorry, I know I can be a little dry.
Oh, sorry,
You used to being serious?
Yeah.
I'm here because I can basically work from anywhere, even from my phone, and I don't have anyone to spend the holidays with.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. I'm better for it.
What do you mean?
Well, I came out in college, and my family never came around. I used to send cards for every birthday and holiday, and they would always get sent back. I did it for years. I stopped sending cards last year, and I decided to enjoy my life. I've never had a Christmas in a picturesque Christmas card type town, and I decided that this would be the year. I'm staying in that little boutique hotel a block away.
I'm so sorry. I couldn't imagine my family doing that to me. I came out in high school by introducing them to my boyfriend, who came from a Mennonite family.
How did they take it?
My family loved him, and he became part of the family. We were together for years, but I never met his family except as a family friend.
Is that why you broke up?
How did you?
Because this is the first time you're mentioning him. You look sad, and most people who have come out of a long-term relationship mention it at the beginning of a date.
Well, I've been focusing on my work and... Wait, date?
Yes, a date.
When did this become a date?
When the ciders were finished and you were still finding any reason to keep talking to me. Then somehow Mr. Nick brought over some dinner, even though this place is not equipped for it, and left the place open for us even after Taylor the Elf finished for the day.
What? I didn't even notice. I was really enjoying talking to you.
Me too. And you, of course. Would you like to take a walk and drop my painting off at the hotel?
Yes, I would really like that. Go ahead. I just have a couple calls to make. I'll catch up.
Sounds good. Don't take too long.
Hi. Nothing's wrong. Can I ask you for a favor? I'd like the room tonight. Please? Really? Thank you. Hey, why were you about to text me? Walking home? But it's cold. Well, if you're sure. No, not gonna argue with you. I know better. Alright, stay warm. And stay safe, okay? See you at breakfast.
Let's see if the spirit of the season can make a few miracles.
I see you took my catching up line seriously.
Sorry, I had to call my sisters.
They don't need a ride back, do they?
No, how did you guess?
Part of being a day trader is reading human behavior patterns, understanding when to hold on while everyone else is selling, and when to sell when everyone is too afraid to.
Impressive.
So how are you enjoying being in town?
I like it, actually. I didn't really go far for college, and my ex and I, well, he would always stay with me and say we were roommates. Technically, it was my place. I paid all the rent, but when we broke up, I just couldn't stand staying there anymore. I moved in with my parents while I figured things out.
Your ex sounds like a coward and a mooch.
What?
You deserve more than that. I spent a good part of my life thinking I was never good enough, no matter the success. I'm done with that. You need to understand that you are worth more, just like your art.
Really?
Yes.
You're really close.
I am. I need to be for the next part.
When is the next?
I like you, Oliver. I like you a lot. Normally, I would invite you up to my room, but I want you to be comfortable.
I am. I feel comfortable with you. For the first time in a long time. I feel comfortable with someone.
What do you want, baby boy?
I want you to come home with me. I'd like to see where this goes.
Will we have privacy?
Yeah, I made sure.
Shall we?